Schwer. ברוך אתה אדינו, אלוהינו מלך העולם, שהכל נהיה בפועל. Says the Mishnah, Maisa bezocho shel recheilim zokeinu sorei medulduk. There was an old behemah, an old zocho shel recheilim sheep. V'ro kastor echot. And this kastor, this government appointee saw it and he was wondering what's going on, this overaged animal, unkempt. V'oma mativo shel ze. Omuloi b'choyeru. It's a bechor, and it can only have been shechted peloshen ova elim kein hoya by mum. It can only be shechted if there was a mum in it already. Now it could be critical the loshen that was used. Not al pigum v'tzara misozna. He sliced off the ear. So now. Or part of the ear. Ubo ma'isel lefnei chachomi. V'tiu. They permitted the b'chol. No, see, he saw that they were matya. So now, v'ach she'tiu holach v'tzirim bozni b'chol yasachim. He made this into a mass heter. He went around making, trying to be matya b'chol. V'osro. And they answered it. Pamachas, hoyutinokes misachkin besoder. The children were playing in the fields, and they tied together. V'kosher was novet loim zebeze. They tied together the sheep in the tails. V'nifsek znovoy shalachmi. One of the tails ripped. V'ariu b'cho. Turned out he was a b'cho. They were matter with it. They answered it once it became common practice. Zaklal, kol shu ledaitoi also v'shaloi ledaitoi muter. It's very ambiguous the lashon haMishnah. Kol shu ledaitoi also v'shaloi ledaitoi muter. If you look at Rashi, the first, when it says v'hitiru, Rashi says, she'ein lo'imar, she'horivet k'chovim azeh la'atiru niskave. We can't say that the goy wanted to make it mutil. She'arei einu yodea, she'al yodei mum zeh, she'yaseh bo yishochet. Elun k'enofo me'elof. He thinks that the behemah has to have an inherent mum that came by itself. Kol shuladas shalahatil mum niskavi latiloi. So Rashi seems to be going with the approach that when we talk here ladas, we're talking about the goy. We're not talking about the Jew. We're talking about the goy, which means the Jew could have nothing to do with it. The Jew could have absolutely nothing to do with it. The Jew could be nothing more than a complete oinus. He has no idea. The goy walks in, and the goy on his own decides he wants to be matir b'chayr Yisrael. From Rashi kum tois that that's awesome. As I state in Rashi, the tour. You know, did somebody get me a tour yoredei base and also a what else could we use a tour? That's enough. The two is enough. 2 yeredeyas, it should be enough. Oh, also, Reb Moshe. Reb Hill, could you just tell him, Reb Moshe or Chaim Chelek Dalet? Also, Reb Moshe. Or Chaim, the one that we just discussed. Or Chaim Dalet. Or Chaim Dalet. The Igris Moshe. Okay, so that's clear. Rashi's opinion seems to be very clear that he feels that the thing that we're dealing with here is what the goy's kavana is. Which is interesting. The goy can even be thinking that I'm doing this because I want to do it. Perhaps the Jew doesn't even want me to do it. Doesn't matter. See, Rashi seems to be saying that adaite denafshe kovit would not work over here. Right? Adaite denafshe kovit would not work over here. If the goy himself decides he wants to be matel mum, wants to be matel mum in the b'chol, and forget about what the Yisrael is going to be angry at me. Make a difference. Right? That's Rashi. Rashi doesn't base it b'chol. If you look in the Tur in Shin Yud Gimel, he brings down over there the Darkei Moshe on the Tur. Brings down a Hagos Mordechai that has a different opinion. His opinion is like this. It's like this. Void Matsasi. Nochi Shatsara Moizen Bechor. Afilu Niskavein Lahatiroi Mutel. Kibon Deloy Osa Boy Deloy Omaole. Asei Boy Mu. So the Hagos Mordechai that the Darkei Moshe is quoting is a much more kal shita. He holds that if the Jew has nothing to do with it. Here, the Jew started the whole cycle going. The Jew told the guy, we can't check it unless there's a moon. The guy went and he did it. And then we maybe the first time when he did it, we were being malamed tzchus, that he didn't know it would actually do anything. But once he knows it's doing something, so that's the way the Hagos Mordechai is going to have to learn. The whole cycle was started by a Jew. That's the reason why it's an issue. But the bottom line is, the way he's learning, we're looking back at the Jew. The Iker is what the Jew's kavan is, not what the guy's kavan is. We, according to them, we don't care what the guy's kavan is. The guy comes in, he goes into a corral with a bunch of b'chayim, and he makes a l'shem yichud. I want to be mad to all the b'chayim. The Israelis, they're saying, shrine chai v'kayim. No, asala hatalmum b'chayim, don't touch him. He says, Allah Akbar, I'm making mumim in b'chayim, I want to be mad to them. According to Hagos Mordechai, b'seder. According to this sheet that's quoted in Ramo, Rashi would say, fakeot. We go by Das Akum. Rashi says, we look at the goy, what the goy is thinking. Okay, so we'll have to get it better. If we look at the Rambam, it's interesting, because the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, by us, for those of you that have a Pirush Mishnayos, otherwise I'll just read it to you. The Rambam Pirush HaMishnah says like this. Tishmienu dinoi v'kechovim v'din k'tani Yisrael. And then he goes on to say, avloi v'kechovim, he says, over here he says, shaloi loy niskavim nokvo ezen abchor azel k'tei shi'asa b'imum, אבל הוא יודע שזה זה ממילא שלא יציבנו איסאי לפי כך מותי לנו לשחית איסאי. But then, so at the beginning it sounds like he goes by us, being mitzah v'him. But then he says, וכשמסקבין לזה, הווי כאילו אנו ציבינו איסאי להתלמום. So it's interesting. The Rambam seems to really learn more like the Agoyes Mordechai. The only distinction is that the Rambam says that if he does it in order to be matir, it's as though we commanded him. Thus, what does the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos mean? What the Rambam means is, it's like Zochan Adam Shaloi Befonov. He knows, if he knows he's taking your money and upgrading your money, that's called Ladas. Meaning, just like we find above Metziah, the halacha is if somebody's Yerid L'Toich Steich Avera, if I go into your field and your field needs certain improvements, and it's Oymid for those improvements, right? Those improvements are needed, and the field is and the field is Oymid that those improvements are going to happen to it. And I make them, I'm your shliach. You owe me full pay. Market value pay, you owe me. If it's not, then there's other forms of payment. There's other forms of payment. Right? But if it's a soda asuyelito, if it's meant to lita, then I did what you were going to do, you owe me. Right? Some rishonim say, I become your poil. It's almost like I become your shliach automatically. Okay? So every Bechor in the world that you can't do anything with it unless it gets a mum, it's oymid. When I say it's oymid, it's not oymid to be makal mum because it's osur. But the only thing left to be done to this Bechor in a positive end, there's nothing else that can happen to this Bechor that will be positive but a mum. So if the guy knows that by him doing it, it's going to become mutel. So that's mistama what the Rambam means in the Pirush Mishnayos. Havi ki'ilu tzivinu oisei. But what I'm trying to zero in here is that it seems to the Rambam that the Iker Isser is not that it's the goy, but as the goy becomes a shluchay shel Yisrael. Oh, l'chayre would come out from the, that's what I'm saying. L'chayre would come out from the Rambam if the Yisrael is standing there saying, I don't want this, don't do it. And he does it anyway, then it will be mutel. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So, this is something to analyze, and we'll see how we get through the sugya with it. But this may actually bridge the gap between Rashi and Agoyes Mordechai. Because most of the Achronim understand that there's a machlokes between Rashi and Agoyes Mordechai. Rashi learns it's totally in the Asa Nochri. A member of Eliashiv went like that. I don't know what I heard this from him. I don't know what they printed in the all this. But he understood that there was a machlokes how to learn. That if you learn like Rashi, we don't care what the goy, what the Jew is thinking. We only care what the goy is thinking. Like Rashi says. Right, Rashi seems to say it's all totally in the goy. And Agoyes Mordechai says, here, Pirush Rashi, v'itiroi, sharei ein loy la'akum hazeh la'atir niskaven, sharei ein yedeh sh'almir m'shish rebeon k'nefel me'elav. Here, zok takor, Rav Eliashiv. V'hine Rashi Pirush kol shu l'dayte shu la'atamun niskaven la'atir mevura. He says, from what I see from Rashi is the etzem mashe daite laatiroi afilu loy also said b'shvil Yisrael. Doesn't matter if he's doing it for the Jew. Al daite kvar pois loyso. Aval haRambam pirish zok now the kol shulu das baylam also. Haynu shetzivu abaylam ahatul beimum. Aval kol shayis adas as meimuter. Anyway, So Rav Yashav then goes into Amir Lanachri by Shabbos, Amir Lanachri here, if it's similar or not, or what's the Gedorim. If you look in the Rambam, in the the Mishnah Torah. So the Rambam says like this. We underlined the other ones, we outlined the Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. But if you look up also on Ches, Halacha Ches in the Rambam writes, Harogel ubchor sheipo baimum, hirgel ubchor sheipo baimum, kegon shonos andvele. Haloznoi, which we had before, he put something on his ear in order to get a dog to come and bite the ear. So the Rambam says in all of these things, Oishaholach babaz vashishi shaschuchis kadeshinik to yodei vinikto, puts him in dangerous places. Oy shoma lagoy lahatl by muma rezel yishkhatel. Za klal ko mum shnasa la dai toy osol de shkhit. Fi nasa shloy la dai toy rezel shkhatel. So the Rambam in Halacha Ches is mashmat totally in you, the owner. That's the whole Rambam. It's going on you. You put something on the ear so the dog should come to do it. You walked it in a dangerous place so it should get a mum. It's all you. And then he says similarly, the goy. If the goy did it, the same thing. Now, if you go vaitel, oishama l'goy lahatol b'mum. But if you look vaitel, the Rambam says, k'tanim sheitilu mum b'pcho deras choyk halacha yubeis. K'tanim sheitilu mum b'pcho deras choyk. If k'tanim made like the case of the tail, v'chein goy sha'osa l'daitoi, the guy did it on his own. So here the Rambam says, not you told him, the guy did it. So in Halacha Ches, the Rambam is talking like that guy's Mordechai. The guy did it for you, to be moderate for you. And in Halacha Yubeis, the Rambam is basing it on the goy. If the goy knew, first he says he's doing it for you, but then he says if the goy knew that through it he's being matzah the b'chol, be awesome. But I was thinking, the way I'm explaining to you now, it could very well be that the Gos Mordechai and Rashi and the Rambam are all one sheet. They all hold what assers it here is the fact that the goy is working on behalf of the Jew. That's what Asher said. It's not that the goy did it. It's that the goy did it on behalf of the Jew, meaning he feels he's acting as a shliach of the Jew. He's acting as a yod harichtev of the Jew. And just like the Rambam himself, in the Pirush Mishnayos, he adds that knetch. He says that if he has das to be matir the b'chol, the Rambam then writes, it's as though we commanded him. What does the Rambam have to add that for? Says though we commanded him. He could just write. The guy wants to be moderate. That's a problem. He doesn't say that. He says even if the guy does it on his own, but he knows that through it, he's going to make the b'chol mutar. So the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos says, Havi ki'ilu we commanded him. What does the Rambam need to put that old connection? Going into really the sugi and bava metziah, of Yerid L'Torch Sechaver type of Svah. What does Mama mean? So could be, and I'm more noted to learn this way, that the Rishonim here are in one, really one general way of thinking, which is, what? No, Rashi is very good too, because the Rambam writes that that's automatic. If the guy is doing it knowing that he's being matar the b'chol, it's ki'ilu we commanded him. That means the Rambam is saying Rashi, and yet saying that goes Mordechai. So to me, the Rambam is a bridge between the two shittas. Because the Rambam is saying, Klor, that even if the Jew never told him and never alluded to it, never asked him nothing, the guy on his own went and he did it. The Rambam says it's Aser. Now if the Rambam would stop there, say, okay. So it's the Rambam and Rashi on one side. They go by Kavonos Hagoy, and Hagoy Smotchai goes by Kavonos Yisroel. But Sinit doesn't. The Rambam says, Ki ilu tzivonu oisai. What does Rambam need that for? If that's not even the point. The point is the Kavona, the person who's making the move. What does Rambam need that point b'chal? What? Oh, but what? Well, that's what I'm telling you. What if, in fact, the Rambam holds the Kavona is only by what the Goy is doing? We don't need to come out to Zohar. My whole point is that the Rambam, by adding those words, he's giving us the opening to say that Rashi also agrees that our Goy is Mordechai. That's what I'm trying to say. Rav Eliashiv is saying in many, Rav Eliashiv is not a Yochid. Rav Rose in many of the Achroinim, the Tal Torah, many learn that Rashi is taking one approach, and Agoyis Mordechai is taking another approach. Rashi is learning it's totally in the Goy, and the other Rishonim, at least one of the Rishonim, is learning it's totally in the Jew. And a big chiluk in halacha would be, clearly if the Jew doesn't want it to happen, and he conveys that he doesn't want it to happen. But what I'm telling you is that it could very well be that Rashi agrees to Agoyis Mordechai. Now, there could be a very small variation, but not a lomdusha variation. There could be a very small variation, and that is, could be, that Agoyis Mordechai holds that since there's an issa to be matal mum b'bchor, so the goy doesn't automatically become your shlich, unless you allude to it, which is the pashat lashon of the Darkei Moshe. But then it comes out, there's not this big, huge, gaping machlokes in the Rishonim. See, the Achronim understand here, there's a big machloikis in the Rishonim. Does it go by the guy who's making the moon? Or does it go by the... Now this, you'll see what, where I'm going with this. Well, let's keep on going. The Gemara says, there was another time, and then they asked it, the Ashmin of the Kechavim, says the Gemara, the Loyosi Lemisrach. A guy we're not so worried. Because the guy is loyosi lemisrach. The guy we're not worried about. Loyosi lemisrach. So Rashi says, what does it mean loyosi lemisrach? Rashi says, look at the top Rashi. The yashmina kechovim, the tiru b'chorishan al yodim yishum b'lek al meim osi hayu kechovim lemisrach, l'lamei l'hatalmum b'kotshim. The sirchei doi v'kechovim l'ich paslam. We don't care about the goy. Who cares? That's why we'll matter at one time. We don't care about the goy. So who'll do isurim? But the cotton, avol cotton dosil misrachem alot. Right? But the cotton. Now without Rashi, you don't have to say anything here. For goy, there's no isa. A guy has an issa to make mumin b'chol. It's one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. Of course not. The guy can do whatever he wants. If a guy has a b'chol, he can't. I'm not talking about his b'chol. He buys a b'chol from Yisrael. He can't make a mumin it? Of course he can. This time we could be miyayitz him to do so. Why not? He's allowed to make a mumin. Why not? Probably be a good idea to tell him to do it. My might be sure. Like this, we'll take the b'chol and do it. At least make it into a mum. Yeah? So what's Rashi saying? Rashi's saying, for goy, we're not worried. Because he's anyway busy with doing averes. This is not my kasha, by the way, Rabbi Yisrael. Tosis Yom Tov. Over here on the Mishnah, he said, I don't know what Rashi's talking about. The Gemara, Rashi could have just said very simple. By a goy, there's no osil l'misuch because he's allowed to do it, and by a cotton, he's not allowed to do it. When he gets older, he's not allowed to do it. End of story. What does Rashi need to... Rashi gives that ganze shtickle Torah, a whole philosophical thing here. Goy's anyway, he's into Yisurim, and we're not going to really change him. We're not going to change his lifestyle anyway. But what does it change his lifestyle? Rashi dechmashma, if you have a frumer goy, then in a chalami, we'd be worried about it. What do you mean? A frumer goy mit the gatel, kenechen, he's also allowed to make mumim, on a b'chol. A goy with a shtreimel can make mumin a b'chol. He has no lav, he has no issa to make a mumin a b'chol. That's the Tosis Yom Tov's kasha on Rashi. The Gemara says, I don't know what Rashi wants. Rashi says that what he gives a whole stickle there. The Sirchei de Kechavim wa Yichpasam. We don't care what his habit is going to be. Shareino gubi Yisuham. He's doing Yisuham. Zokdel. But Vaito. Avokal is a name Aloy. Now, Kiveger is a different kasha. Very interesting kasha from Kiveger. He says, why is the Gemara so busy with these Rabbonim de Kisvores? Osilim Yisroch, Loi Osilim Yisroch. What's going to happen? The Gemara could have said very simple. A cotton is a shalaf from the daraisa. Because a cotton is also achilo yisur b'yadayim. A cotton, you're not allowed to make him do an isur. That's the isur daraisa, according to many rishonim. It's a law of lois achilum. So Kiveger asks, why does the Gemara have to come on to osilim yisrach? The Gemara should say better. The Gemara should say that by a cotton there's a shalaf from the daraisa, potentially. Right? Because if we're going to go and start encouraging and facilitating that the ketanim do this kind of behavior, we'll be over the reise. And like this is the rabbonim. By a goy, it could never be more than a rabbonim. That's what Reb Kiveger says. Could never be more than a rabbonim. That's what Kiveger's cash. So if you ask me on cotton, you won't get confused. The cotton's a cotton. He's not about dance. Very strange Gemara. No? The Gemara now says as far that if we're going to be Matil, this mamish taking up Kiveger's kasha and making it 20 times bigger. Kiveger is asking, why didn't the Gemara say you need both? Because there's a simple chilek. Because a goy is the Rabbana. At most, a goy making a mum, even if you tell him to make a mum, it's only the Rabbana. As if I state. As if I state Reb Kiveger, I'm not saying it's Muskim. Reb Kiveger understands that, like the Rosh says in Bava Metzias, Amir Lenochri Shvutz, at most it's a Drabonim. That's what he understands. It's a Drabonim. And Kader, that's why they ask Akasha. See, the Ramah seems to go with that approach. Look at the Ramah. In the Ma'am Makremis, we have a Ramah here. Shin Yud Gimel Beis. The Ramah is outlined. Sofekim kiven latiyo eloi. Same agoy smorchai that we had before. Says the Ramo as linon lekula. We'll make them. That's the simple way to learn, right? But if you look at the Rambam that we just had, the Rambam brings that same case. And the Rambam says, that if it's a sofek, he says, lo yishchit. That if we don't know if it was done l'das or shaloi l'das, ha-reze lo yishchit olav. So they ask, Rambam, what do you mean, ha-reze lo yishchit olav? It's a sofek d'rabbona. Amir l'nochri d'rabbona. But anyway, Kiveger says the most Amir Lenachri could be is the Rabbonin. By a cotton, if you give a cotton to make a move, it's the Reise. Potentially. That's what Kiveger's concept. The Gemara's Teretz is Mamish the Hepech of Kiveger. The Gemara says, if we're going to be Matil, the cotton, everybody knows a cotton is something else. What do you mean, Fakert? There's more of a shail of giving a cotton to doing this than a gadol, a goy. A goy, who doesn't know about a Shabbos goy? Unfortunately, people think it's more than it is even. Who doesn't know that there's a difference between a goy and a Jew? That's like olive bays. That's mamish olive bays. What's the Gemara talking about? The Gemara says, you won't find this in Shabbos Bechlal, such a thing. The Gemara says, Reb Kiveger is asking, what do you mean, a cotton? A cotton is much worse than a goy. He doesn't know why the Gemara doesn't say that that's a tzrichus. Cotton is much worse than a goy. A cotton, if you give it to me a dime, it's a shalav of the reise. That's from Kiveger. It's coming from one train. The Gemara is going on a train going in the opposite direction. The Gemara is saying that a cotton, we would never get confused between a cotton and a gadol. What do you mean? Cotton and a gadol are very close. And you go throughout Shas, we have that in Tmura. The beginning of Tmura, we had it. The Gemara had a Shaila if a cotton could do Tmura. A guy can't do Tmura. He's never going to be in the parasha. A cotton can do Tmura. He's going to be in the parasha. A cotton is much closer to halacha. There's chinuch. There's the rice of the a cotton is one of us. Right? Some reason the Gemara is saying over here that Yashminan, if we would have just said cotton, we'd say goy not. Because if we're going to be matter goy, people will go mali goy, mali Yisrael. Like goy, mali Yisrael. Every single person knows that a goy is a goy. It's the rabbonon, it's a shvur, it's a garnish. Where do you ever find in Shas that if a goy does something, hadaitni denavshe, that it's usher, because you may come, a Jew may come to do it. One of the reasons, Rabbi Isai, why is it Issa b'chtei sheyase? By a goy. If you tell a goy to do malach if you want Shabbos, you have to wait b'chtei sheyase. And if Yisrael did something b'shegik, there's no b'chtei sheyase. You have to Shabbos, you could use it. The gon holds, you can even make it on Shabbos. I'm saying the way we hold. If Yisrael did a malach on Shabbos, you can't have an offer on malach. But right after Shabbos, you can have an offer on malach. If a goy did a malach, you have to wait b'chtei sheyase. What's the difference? Because we're worried by a goy, a person will tell him the chatchila to do it. Why? Because everybody knows a goy is a goy. It's only a shvus. It's not such a big deal. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that by a goy, it's not such a big deal. Here the Gemara is saying, fakert. Fakert. The lines between a goy and a Jew. People, if you're going to start saying it's good with a goy, they'll say it's good with a Jew too. A cotton, everybody goes, hey, it's a cotton. It's mamish, Moshe Gabbat. Then zikr.
No, fakir. Because a Jew knows there's a difference between a katan and a gadol. But a goy, if we say it's mitzat the Jew has died.
So then fakir, you make it the kash even stronger.
No.
Mitzat the Jew, it's even clearer that there's a difference between a katan and a gadol. Between a goy and a katan.
No, between a katan and a gadol. Because I know a katan is a katan, I can't do anything. But a gadol, yeah.
I'm talking about Kol HaTerakulu, we say that every Jew knows that Goy is only a Drabonon and Kotn is a Deraisen. And now you tell me the opposite?
No, I'm saying...
What does a Jew think? That a Goy is a bigger problem or a Kotn is a bigger problem? I'm asking what the Jew thinks. I'm not asking what a Goy... You're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm asking what does a Jew think? I just asked you a question. Just answer me what you just said. You just told me that the Jew knows that there's a big difference between a goy and a kotan. Because a goy is only at most a drabonon, and a kotan is shadar eisen. Now let's come back, take our head, and come back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, we're talking now to the Jew. If the Jew would have the mum done through a kotan, we're not worried that he will think, oh, it's okay. It's okay, because the Jew knows, let's go back, the Jew knows, hey, cotton, gadol, no shaykhis at all. But if we're going to go and say that if the goy does a mum, it's okay, the Jew will say, ooh, a goy is okay, what's the difference between a goy and a Jew? This is all the Jew, you're getting your cheshbonos confused. And I know that a goy is only the rabbanon.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with if I know that for me, the
just like for me, no. Just like for me, I could have a goy. Just like for me, I could have a goy put on a light on Shabbos, and I can have a goy make kilayim, which I'm not allowed to do. I know that a goy can make a mum. I'm very oriented. I don't know why I'm confused.
No.
I have dalet chelkei shulchan aruch. And I know that in every single chelik of Shulchan Aruch, I could tell a goy to do it and it gets rid of the issa. It's a shadow of the rabbonah, but as far as the deraisa, once I get a goy involved, the issa is gone. And nowhere in Shulchan Aruch do we say that a Jew will say, hey, I can have a goy make kilayim, I can make kilayim. I have a goy mechal Shabbos, I can mechal Shabbos. I have a goy. In all of Shulchan Aruch, I always know, hey, that's a goy, that's Tom. Has nothing to do with me. All of a sudden now in Bukharis, I'm going, ooh, if a guy could do it, I could do it. Sounds like you're starting to get it. The no got much schwacher, but okay. No.
No.
Oh, okay, now.
Because,
I have no idea where we're going.
Because here the Jew is saying, listen, I know that there's a way to be matil.
A mum through a guy. I could eat the animal. I know that I can have the goy make kilayim, and I can have the peach, the nectarine. I can't do it. It's the shalva d'raisa. But I can have the goy do it, and I know that, right?
No, I can't ask the goy to do it, but if the goy does it...
It's exactly like b'chayrus. I'm not allowed to tell the goy to make kilayim, but if the goy makes kilayim, I can have it. And we're not worried that the farmer is going to go, ooh, if Tom makes a nectarine, I can't eat it. It's no problem. But I can't make the nectarine. No, I know that there's a difference. That's Tom and that's me. Right? I'm not allowed to neuter an animal. I know that it's Issa Deraisa. But I got a guy, Tom, on my property here. If he neuters an animal, it's okay. In every single simon in Shulchan Aruch, I know that difference. And also I got the Shin Yud Gimel and I got a convulsion. What happened? I came to Shin Yud Gimel, I went, ooh, so a guy can make a moon. Psh, I can also make a moon.
No, Reuven can make a moon. And I would be allowed to eat the
bavar. Reuven can make a nectarine.
No. What happened?
Reuven could neuter my animal. Reuven could... I don't know what you're talking about, sir. Isser Atolas Mum B'Bchor is the same Torah that said you're not allowed to make Kilayim, you're not allowed to make Shabbos, you're not allowed to make a Mum B'Bchor, you're not allowed to, all the you're not allowed to, it's one of the Lavim in the Torah, where every single person knows from when they're about 10 years old that if a Goy does it, it's different than if a Jew does it. If a Goy does it, it's different than if you do it. If a Goy is different, it's different if David does it for me. If David does it for me, it's a deraisa. If Tom does it for me, it's not a deraisa. If David plants kilayim for me, it's deraisa. If Tom does it for me, it's not a problem. If David neuters my animals, deraisa. If Tom does it for me, it's not a problem. I'll go through every siman in Shulchan Aruch. All of a sudden, Shin Yud Gimel, I go, oh, if Tom does it for me, it's okay. And if David does it for me, it's also okay. What rationale do you have? The bottom line is kilayim. I don't care how the kilayim was planted. I think it's mechafisikah. It's mechafisikah. Rabbi Kiveger is coming from the other end. Kiveger is asking, what do you mean? There's a glaring difference. That's what's funny. Reb Kiveger is mamish coming lehepach from the Gemara, really. He's not just asking on the Gemara. He's going from a... Because Reb Kiveger is asking, I don't understand why... He's not asking at this point of the Gemara. He's asking when the Gemara makes it tzrichus. Why do you need the case of goy and cotton? And the Gemara says, I'll see lemisrach. He says, I have a better difference. Cotton is the right. Goy is the rabbonet. He's mamish going the other end. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Omar av chizda omar av katina lo yishonu odom lehem kein hoya baimum." But if you say along kein nasa baimum, maybe then it's more like telling the goy to go do it. Kemand omar izil avid baimum domi. Now again, the shak of attire to me of the Gemara is all leaning in the direction of the Rambam. That we're not looking at the goy, we're looking at the Jew. Well, look at what the Jew is saying, not what the guy is doing and why his kavon is. Amar Rav Michti, Memelo, what's the difference? Malim, Nasa, what's the difference if it says Nasa or Nasa? Nami Memelo Veloishto doesn't make a difference. The guy wouldn't know. The guy still would think that it would be okay. He wouldn't know Shei Mutra Al Yoda. And therefore, says Rashi, again, he goes back to his terminology. Veloi Lahatir Niskav. Zakwa Koshal Adas Asuyim, I Lasuy Grom. Grom is also. Shalilidas lasuyim misiach lefitumai. Our Mishnah. Because in our Mishnah, you actually did, you say, misiach lefitumai. You did tell the guy, elon kei nasa baimum. You just didn't tell him, make him one. So even though you started the cycle going by saying Elam Kenasa by Mum, it doesn't matter. Let's just quickly read the next sugya, and we'll get back to this. Hoya b'chor rodfoy. If the b'chor was running after you, so you had to protect yourself. So you kicked the b'chor, and when you kicked it, also by Mum. Harez a sheichtin olav, because that's called ainim iskaven. And therefore, it's mutter. And even the Kohen, Rashi says, where there's more likelihood that the Kohen was trying to be matal mum. Omav papa leshonu el shabbatay b'shas redife, avlacha redife loy. But if it's after redife, not, says the Gemara pshita, ma'u detemet sa'ayu de kemitkim. Of course, if the animal's not running after you anymore, then you go and kick it, of course it should be an osir. So Gemara says, no, you're still remembering the fact that the animal is running after you. You're still psychologically affected. Says the Gemara, he could army some taka say it's muta. Okay, then we have the next sugya, which we already went into Barichas earlier on, that you're allowed to make a mumen abachol koydim shiyotz alavir oilam. That's a different issue. If you remember, Dav Gimel, we went into this as well. Meaning, why is that different than pattering you for many mitzvahs asay? But that's a somlo in Davka bizman hazeh, and that was the whole, the yisha between the stiras. The bottom line is, the Gemara leaves this by a sofik, as far as if the animal ran after you, and then it stopped running after you, and then you kicked it. One side of the Gemara is then it's usur, because then that's called mechaven lasus b'mum, because you're not in danger anymore. And the other way to look at it is, no, psychologically you're still in the same state, and you kicked it because it was running after you from before. L'chayre, it's a suffix, so you should be machmir. Right, so the Rosh brings down Ramban, the Rosh by us, that the Ramban was mekel. Because it's a suffix in the Gemara, the Ramban was mekel. He says here like this. This is in, I'll read it to you, but it's in Simen Zion. He says, Simen Vav, I mean. He says, V'Ramban zal posa kalish nebas. V'lo yedana time am I. He says, I don't know why. The Bishel Toivo. See, he says, perhaps, even though to make the mum is the raise, but this that you're not allowed to eat it, meaning the mum is the raise, but the fact that you're not allowed to benefit, that's a knas. But the raise, once you made the mum, you could use it. So that's only the rabbona, so therefore it's called a sofik the rabbona. So they only ask on the Rosh, what do you mean? The Ramban is Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, there's no Isra D'Raisa to be Makal Mum. So the Rabbonim. So anyway, now Roilim is Be'er. Bizman Hazeh, if you make a Mum and a Bechor, it's the Rabbonim, not a D'Raisa. So what's the Rosh talking about? The Rosh goes and he kvetches, maybe the reason why it's the Rabbonim is because the Isra to benefit from a Bechor that you made a Mum, purposely, is only the Rabbonim. So they only ask on the Rosh, what do you mean? The whole parsha here is the Rabbanan. The Ramban is paskening Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, you're allowed to be matl mum b'chor m'daraisa. The Rabbanan, you're not allowed to be matl. That's the kasha that is coming on the Rosh. So they make a distinction. Maybe it's ikra d'raisa. So the Rosh also, but then there's contradictions with that, because the Rosh is makel sometimes even by ikra d'raisa. They go back and forth. Okay, so for this alone, but anyway, let's go back first. Okay, so the question is, what is going on? So the truth is that we have to analyze here the Amir L'Nochri altogether by Bechor versus Shabbos Ukedoyme. Okay? He himself, Rav Eliashiv, in this piece, he says, he wants to say that, perhaps, ולחיות צורך ביו. טוב, עשר חזר פה יום זנה גמור, ישמיל ונוח ישבוס גם בשעלה ונרק בשבס. וכוסף שם הראש, תקיבון דלו איפשית לו, נעזלין און לכולה. Right? And that was the rush that I wanted Oilam to look up in the above Messiah. He says, we go lekule. He says, the rush asks, the Raivet basically holds that there's no Amir al-Nochri in Kol HaTerekul except for Shabbos, because he holds it's a Sofek D'Rabbonin. Amir al-Nochri is a Shus. It's a Sofek D'Rabbonin. Yeah. So the rush himself says, Tzorchin from Asuk. Because our Gemara, you see, clearly says this is an Amir al-Nochri by Bechol. That's how the Gemara is learning on Mishnah. It's Amir al-Nochri al Bechol. That's what he says. Now, Rav Yashiv has a stickle dichui, which I think we could really use to be Miyashiv the whole thing from beginning to end. There's really, the way I see Lefiani is likely, there's three categories of potential Amir al-Nochri. Three categories. There is Shabbos, Shari Surim, and Bechoris. Three separate categories. A, when I was just knocking around with Zev, clearly you see from our Gemara that for some reason, here there would be new confusion. Forgetting what Rav Yashiv is saying, the Rosh is kasha on the Raivet, that the Raivet seems to say there's no Amir al-Nochri in Kol HaTerekul except for Shabbos. Which, by the way, we don't paskin it. We paskin Amir al-Nochri in Kol HaTerekul mid Rabbonin. But I'm just saying the Raivet holds there's no Amir al-Nochri only by Shabbos, and by rest of the Torah, not. Okay? Also, one thing, I want to get to this further. Well, a lot of cases it's a matir. In a lot of cases it's a matir. It's not a matir. It's not a matir, really. It's not a matir. It's not really a matir. It's a state. In other words, it's a state. It's a state. In other words, it's not a matir. The mum could happen. It's even better. It just means not a bechor anymore. So take the goy out of the picture. If a monkey did it, it's not a bechor anymore either, in a way. So I wouldn't call it a matir. I would call it a state. Matir is like zrika. But anyway, so here's what I want to explain to you. I think that there's three categories. There's a fascinating chassam sofer. And there's a ramosha that I was just saying, speaking about in yeshiva. A ramosha that's, to me, merafi sikha this ramosha. Ramosha here in the tshuva is talking about a shaila which I discussed a couple of years ago in shul. Moshe Kurzman gave out a couple of years ago Purim. He gave out the breads for Shlech Manas. So he gave, whenever he sent Shlech Manas, they got this bread machine. And everybody, whoever got Shlech Manas from him, got on Purim this fresh bread. And by me, he brought it to my house. It was still hot. And it was like a loaf of bread. So I asked him afterwards, where'd you get that from? I was in the middle of the Suda. He brought like a bread, like it's like coming out of the oven. I said, what happened? It was a regular loaf. He says, I got a bread machine. This is the little machine. You put all the ingredients in, and it does everything from beginning to end. It mixes it, it rises, it kneads it, it bakes it. It's a whole mereshiv ad gemire. Anyway, several people in the shul then bought it. I said the company should have paid him because it's mamish free advertisement. Then a guy came to me a couple of weeks later after Purim, and he said, you know, we would like to put this program and put on a Shabbos clock. So Shabbos morning, put all the ingredients in before Shabbos. Shabbos morning, have a fresh bread. Mamish, like mon, shafol min ha-shamayim. Even the mon didn't fall on Shabbos. Mamish, frish. You want to know, is there a Shabbos shayla to do it? So on the one hand, one can arguably say, what's wrong with it? It's a Shabbos clock. We don't hold like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai hold of Shvisas Kelim. Obviously, according to Beis Shammai, you can't have anything cooking on Shabbos. We hold like Beis Hillel. We have Shabbos clocks in the house. putting lights on, doing everything in the house. Why should this be different? Right? Bashkofa Rishoina. What? Can it? No, that's what we were talking about then. Is it a mukseshai? It wouldn't be worse than if a guy baked bread. That's how this thing came into the yeshiva. We're learning Mamir Lachi in the yeshiva. If a guy bakes bread on Shabbos, there's a machlekes if it's mutter. Not for you. He baked bread for himself. If he baked bread for you, you can't use it. A guy baked the fresh bread for himself. Could you eat from the bread? Then he doesn't eat it. He gives it to you. Could you eat the bread? There's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. So 1 day it says it's okay. B'shazatchach, the Shulchan Aruch says you could use it. If it's, you need it for a Sudas Mitzvah, you need it to make Hamoitzi, this is what you can use it. Some say the reason why it's also is Al Tznoilet. But that's not so posh, because it's Gomer B'deodim, it's not Dafka Noilet at all. But that's a side issue. So Reb Moshe Feinstein, obviously when he wrote the Tshuva, they didn't have such a machine, but he talks about having a machine, any kind of Shabbos clock, turn the oven on, and make something for you on Shabbos. Instead of just heat something, heating people do all the time. Have something go on and cook for you on Shabbos. Reb Moshe says over here, fascinating Reb Moshe, he says it's pshita that it's awesome. Pasha that's awesome, he says. Without a shayla, he says, it's definitely awesome. And he says that the reason why he holds it's awesome is because it's like Amira Lenachri. Because the bottom line is you're having a Jew program something to do a malacha for him on Shabbos. He says it's very similar to Amira Lenachri. Amira Lenachri, I get a malacha done by telling a guy. And here I'm getting a malacha done by me programming a kli to do something for me.
What's the hell of your lights? Your lights, you radiated.
That's the problem. That's all part of the problem. So he says like this, he says, Lufiani is daiti, poshut she'osu lahatir dovrezen. Da'arei al yidei meir shoyis kazeh, yichoy lamasis kol ha-malachas. You could do all the malachas on Shabbos. Fein lucha zilzul gadol. Says it's a tremendous zilzul to Shabbos, number one. Number two, he says, Boro, Shem Hoyo Bizmana Tanoim Vamiroim. Here at Moshe, saying the Nevi'us. If in the time of Tanoim and Amiroim they had a Shabbos clock, they would have prohibited this. They would have prohibited it. No. Kimoi Shaosu Amiro Nochim Itamze. 1 second. Now, he takes a bigger leap. He jumps all the way in. He goes, the gum, he says, first he says, Chazal would have asked this. Chazal would have asked. The Rosh says in Bama Madlik, and we can't make any new gzeres. If the Chasim is HaTalmud, we can't make our own gzeres. He seems to be saying, if they would have been here, they would have asked it. But then he says like this, perhaps Ramesh himself is hesitant to say, well, they would have. So listen to what he says. V'gam ulai, hu memele b'chlal isul zeh. It's part of Amir Lenachri. A Shabbos clock. Amir Lenachri. Ehed Yidl, you should jump out of your kelim. With all your tchatchkala. Memele b'chlal isul Amir Lenachri. Maybe a electric sunroof, a skylight that you programmed from before. The gam ulai umemele b'chlal od osu amire. Darei kol, the osu kol melochis anasus b'shul Yisrael. Listen to this lashon. Mitzal amiras Yisrael. Even if the Jew says it. Kol shekein mitzad maise Yisrael. He says, they, Chazal said, you can't have melochis done for you on Shabbos. Even through your amire. Kol shekein. Through your maise. So actually, Reb Moshe had a very stringent view about Shabbos clocks. Very limited even where he allowed it. He wasn't a big chassid of Shabbos clocks, bechlal, as you can read from his tshuva. He was bechlal, very stringent, bechlal. But this is mamish, this tshuva is like, I remember years and years ago when I saw it, I just kept on reading it again, I couldn't believe it. I felt like I'm sleeping and I'm dreaming that I'm looking at a nigger's mesh. And then I realized I was awake. I was pinyan. I'm awake. This is what he says. Unbelievable. Such a chiddush. The reason why I'm telling you it's such a huge chiddush is because why is this different? It's not a malacha b'chlal. The aleph beis of malacha shabbos is malachas machsheves osratayim. If you yourself, you the Jew, do a malacha without being mechaven, it's okay. You're allowed to do it. In a miskam. You can even engage in doing something that you know likely will be a malacha. It's a shailin to reshain him how much. What's called psikresha? Vadai, kol vadai. It's a shailin ksubis. How to learn how vadai it has to be. But you're allowed to engage in, you're definitely allowed to do something that's 60-40. 60% going to be a malach. You're not mechavan to do a malach. You're just going to walk. There's a 60% chance a malach could happen while you're walking. It's not a psikreshin. You could do it. Why? It's not a malach smachshev. It's not a Shabbos clock. It's a malach smachshev. When a guy does a malach, he's doing what is a malach. It's a malach smachshev. Happens to be for him, it's mutel. What he's doing for me is us. Because he has a brain. He has a ma'is adam. What he's doing, if I would do that, it would be awesome. So now, I'm having a malacha done that's not missing anything mitzad the pu'ulas ha-malacha. The only thing is, there's no tzivui. He's not commanded not to do it. But everything he's doing is mirroring all the criteria that's necessary for a malach. So there, 100%. That's what they ask. Here's the clock. What would be if you have a robot? That's what we're talking about. You have a robot in the house. It's soon going to be very benimtza. I'm sure Zev could give us all the details. You're not busy with that. You are a woman. You have a robot. B'mehayu of Yomeinu, they could have robots walking around doing everything. I mean, I've seen these robots. They're fascinating. There's very little that they can't do. You know, that robot, it could walk around Shabbos, could do it, put on lights, shut off lights. And not only that, this you'll enjoy, because if you scrutinize it, and you go deeper into it, the emes, l'fiyani is daiti, everything we have today is like that. Meaning, you shouldn't be allowed to use a refrigerator. Why? Because the refrigerator is also working with a Shabbos clock. It happens to be that the switch is not triggered by time, it's triggered by temperature. It's also a clock. It doesn't say 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. It says 30 degrees, 40 degrees, 20 degrees. It's also a clock. Yeah? Your house. I don't want to say in this weather will be pikuach nefoshes. You can't have the heat on. It's also the same thing. I come before Shabbos. I say, okay, put the thermostat on 72. What's the meaning of 72? Means I'm putting a clock. Happens to be the clock is not time controlled. It's temperature controlled. This will have to be next week. At least you have what to think about for sure. This will bring us back to our sugi. So Bli Neder will be mamshich next week. Not so partial.
Squeeze it back in if you're out of it.
Then you go back in. This you have to answer the shadow because otherwise you can't have shots. It just doesn't make sense.